This is HPR episode 1912 entitled, OpenNMS at All Things Open Conference, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Klaatu, and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, Klaatu talks to the OpenNMS project at the All Things Open Conference.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everyone, this is Klaatu and I'm at the All Things Open Conference standing in front of the OpenNMS booth with
Jesse.
Assuming I know nothing about OpenNMS, what is OpenNMS?
OpenNMS is Open Source Network Management Platform.
Okay, so let's just say that I've got like a simple network just to sort of make it simple for an example. Like, so if I've got like a web server and maybe a file share, so I've got people going out to the internet, I've got obviously internal traffic, right? And then I've got files being shared. So if OpenNMS was introduced onto that network, it would just basically monitor all of that traffic. Is that correct?
It definitely could, yes. It could monitor the storage. It could monitor any sort of performance data.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So like how much storage you have left, you mean, or like the performance of it, or yes?
Both things.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Cool. Looks like there's a graphical interface there. So is that the typical front end, or is it scripted? I mean, how does the admin use it?
There are a couple ways. You can use the web UI, which we would normally have up, but we're down a laptop, so you could see the pretty pictures.
See the picture, yeah.
You could also use our new app that one of our people has developed. It's called Compass. It's on our iPad right there.
Okay.
And through that app, you can see a dashboard. You can see there's a little donut chart of outages, and if you swipe left, there's a pending problems.
Okay.
You can also see alerts, and you can investigate individual nodes, which is pretty cool, and you can see statistics collected on each node individually, and you can even render graphs within the app, which is pretty cool.
Is this totally unique? It sounds really unique to me. So.
I believe that there are a lot of commercial monitoring suites available. There are a couple open source ones.
Okay.
I know that Zabbix is a really awesome open source version.
OpenNMS, it's completely open source as well. I mean, it's not open core or whatever.
No, absolutely not open core. Like, there's a certain company that likes to do that.
Yeah.
So we did actually split our products into two this past year, but we're following the Red Hat model. So we have OpenNMS Horizon, which is analogous to Fedora Linux. So rapid release cycle, all the latest and greatest features that have either been contributed or developed in-house. And we kind of use it as a testing environment for the features that we would like to put into Meridian. So OpenNMS Meridian is our more stable, slower release cycle version of OpenNMS, which is still 100% open source. Basically, you pay a subscription per server, and that gives you access to the Meridian repo.
Per server being monitored, or per server that OpenNMS is installed on?
Per server that OpenNMS is installed on. So as many devices as you can monitor with that server, go for it. If you need more than one, it would just be more than one subscription. That's another way that differentiates us from a lot of the commercial options.
Yeah, yeah.
Meridian also comes with a lot of configurations built in. So a great analogy for OpenNMS is kind of like thinking about it like spreadsheet program.
Okay.
So you open it, it's a blank slate. It's very powerful and it can do a lot of things. However, you kind of need to tell it what to do, and you need to put some input into that. Discover networks, whatever network you have, find the devices on there, or services or applications,
okay,
and start collecting data on them, whatever data is exposed. we can generate reports from them. You can start getting notifications, which are highly customizable. Pretty graphs that you can show them to see how well you're doing or how poorly the hardware is doing and how you really need a bigger budget. Meridian comes with a lot of configurations that we have developed through years of doing support. We've been around for 15 years, so we've done a lot of consulting, we've done a lot of support, and we can really see what people use OpenNMS for, and those configurations come out of the box, and that can be hours and hours of work.
Yeah, so it's actually not that hard to get started with it, pretty much. You can get it and use one of your templates to start out with, maybe, and then develop your own customizations.
Yeah, absolutely. We also do consulting and support. So we have one of our most popular support programs is called Greenlight, and basically we send somebody out. It's only a couple days. We install OpenNMS on your network or whatever you would like, and we get it going, set it up, everything should be good. And as long as you have somebody to update it when it needs updating and watch it, and you're good to go.
So in terms of like what it's actually viewing, it sounds kind of like a pretty high, sort of a broad overview of your network. Is it good for individual like machines? Would it help you diagnose problems with people's workstations, or is that not really what it's for?
I don't think it's really what it's for. Like I said, you could see like, oh, are they topping out on RAM all the time? Or like, are they running out of storage?
Okay.
As long as those things are collectible from that device.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, actually. I'm pretty new to the whole, you know, serious monitoring stuff, so I don't know a whole lot about it, but it looks really nice. I don't want to say anything bad about Nagios, but this feels like really complete and kind of like sort of out of the box. Is it similar at all to Nagios, or is it completely different?
That's a really great question. So that is actually usually what I say in comparison to Nagios. Nagios is really built as more of a script running platform.
Okay.
Whereas
meaning what? Sorry, what do you mean?
So you have Nagios,
yeah,
and you basically feed it a whole bunch of scripts to run.
Okay.
And you tell it, I want you to do these things.
Yeah, I got you.
Whereas exactly what you said, OpenNMS kind of has those things out of the box.
Okay.
However, it is also highly extensible. So if you wanted to create your custom scripting, you totally could.
And what do you script in OpenNMS?
Java. Another difference between OpenNMS and Nagios is OpenNMS is much more scalable. I know that Nagios has done a lot in the way of doing more scalability, but our clients run anywhere from hundreds of nodes to hundreds of thousands of nodes. And it can handle that pretty well.
It sounds amazing. Sounds really cool. I'm probably going to check it out just to have a play with it, really. I don't really need it at my current job, but it sounds really amazing. So thank you very much for all the info.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And you can always check out, we have a demo on our website.
Oh, okay, cool.
Demo.openms.org.
Great.
Just ask for a username and password, just demo. So
great. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.